Hello, everyone. Welcome to Live Well Long. This is your host, Alexandra Van Horn, and today I have a treat for you. I'm going to be interviewing Aaron M. Jennings, who is a full-time traveler, mentor, and coach dedicated to helping you free yourself. He's a husband and father, world traveler, mentor and coach, real estate investor, and published author. So without further rambling on, I'm going to introduce you to Aaron M. Jennings, but first, a brief announcement.
I'm pretty
Very cool. So you lived in China for 12 months, you said?
Yes. So we went in January 2017, just because my wife wanted to teach English.
That's so cool.
I've been free, so as long as I have an internet signal, we're good to go. So I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it.
Awesome. So I was looking at your banner on your Facebook page, and it said, from missions to millions. And I'm like, that's a hook right there. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I don't know about the missions and the millions and everything in between.
Right. That's my story. Uh-huh. So I had in the future, I was like, I'm going to write a book someday, because I've had lots of people tell me, we've done so much stuff that people are like, you need to write a book. And I was like, eh, I'm not really the book writing type. And I was like, okay, someday I am going to write a book, and I'm going to call it From Missions to Millions.
Yeah, it's a good title.
Yep. Well, this year I was out at Funnel Hacking Live in Nashville.
Yeah.
And I got in the 2 Comma Club coaching program.
Me too.
Yep, boom. We're already like family.
Right.
So I was like, they said something about like just document every day, right? Put it out there and just document every day. So I was like, I'm going to go live every single day and just talk about what I did that day.
Uh-huh.
And 2 Comma Club is millions. So I'm already on my missions to millions. I was like, I'll just call it that. I'll launch it now. And then at the end of the year, I'll get my 2 Comma Club award, and I'll turn this whole year of lives into my book.
Awesome. Yeah. And yeah, you can download it, and then you can also get the transcription of the audio part. So there's your book. Yeah. Awesome.
Done. Cool. So I'm planning ahead, but I'm making it easier on myself.
Yeah. That's the way to go. So let's start with the mission part. Tell me about the mission part. And then
2011, I'm kind of one of those go big or go home type of guys. I always have been.
Uh-huh.
So when we went into full-time missions, it was kind of the same idea.
Uh-huh.
I was actually on the police department at the time. I was a police officer. I had went through a divorce and I was depressed. I was actually trying to get somebody just to kill me at work. Like, I was just tired. I was just done.
Yeah, I remember reading that somewhere. Yeah, you told me.
Everything's negative when you're on the police department. And I didn't get on the police department so that I could, like, write tickets to hardworking people. I actually wanted to get drugs and guns off the street. So I asked for it and came right out of the academy and went right to the hood, one of the worst parts of town. And I worked 9 at night to 7 in the morning on the weekends.
Whoa. All the rough stuff.
That's right. I had the worst time of day, the worst time of the week, the worst area of town. But I did get, guns and drugs off the street, which is what I was after. But the negativity is a lot higher. So that, coupled with stuff that was going on in my previous, from now, marriage, current marriage at the time, was, it just got me to where I was just sick and tired of like just negative everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's just where I was at. And I realized like I grew up, a man like seeking God, and it was just my thing, right? Like I wasn't out trying to tell everybody else they needed to believe me. It was just the way I did things.
Right.
And so I realized like I'm going to end up dead in an alley somewhere or something's got to change. And so I decided that something's got to change. I went on a mission trip down to Nashville, actually. I went down to Nashville to rebuild from the floods that hit. And this must have been 2009 or 10-ish, somewhere. And I ended up rebuilding a house for a pastor that is Thai. He's from Thailand.
Uh-huh.
And I led a team like just hanging sheetrock. And I barely talked to the guy, but, I met him down there. And then I went back to went back to work on the police department afterwards, and life went back, and I tried to change some things, but it's hard when you're in a negative environment. So a year or so passed, and I was dating the girl that I thought would be my wife, and most people like maybe switch jobs or maybe move or maybe do something big, you know, once or twice a year.
Right.
Well, in May 2011, we got married, quit our jobs, sold our houses, and left the country going into full-time missions work all in that 1 month.
Wow. Yeah, it's huge.
Quit our jobs, sold the house, got married, and 7 days later, we were out of the country. We were at an orphanage in Kenya.
Wow.
And so we went into full-time missions in May 2011. That's where missions started. But I felt like I was supposed to go help this pastor in Thailand with his church.
Yeah.
And so like we didn't have a sending church and we didn't have like some big plan. We didn't go raise money or anything. We just felt like we were supposed to go. So I was like, okay, well.
You were doing this all on your own. You said you didn't have a sending church. So you weren't part of like a program that finds you a place and all that.
Wow. Nope. I felt like I was supposed to. I had not talked to that pastor since I worked on his house in Nashville.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I was like, I think I'm supposed to go help this guy with his church in Thailand.
Very cool. And so I so sent what did him he say when you showed up?
Yeah. I sent him an email and I was like, hey, I don't know if you remember me, but I think I'm coming to Thailand. And he's like, I do remember you. This is so amazing.
Awesome. And
so yeah, we didn't go and like raise money before we went. We knew we weren't supposed to like just move right then, but we did go to Kenya for 30 days and helped in an orphanage. And then we went from Kenya to Thailand and we spent 2 weeks with him there, kind of getting to know his area a little bit and what he does.
Uh-huh.
And at that point we were supposed to come back to the US, but since we didn't have jobs or a house or anything, we were pretty free. We took away tickets. We just got married like a month and a half prior. So we just decided to go from Thailand to Italy, and we backpacked Italy for 12 days. And
awesome.
then we jumped on a Mediterranean cruise for 7 days and just like relaxed.
That sounds awesome.
So we were supposed to be gone for about 45 days, and I think we were gone we were about 75 days.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. I think a lot of people will probably be envious of that lifestyle. That's so cool.
Where it started, because when we came back from the States, we bought a truck and a camper with the money we had from the houses.
Mm-hmm.
And we just took off traveling around doing disaster relief work. Mm-hmm. And so it was travel and fun for us. And we just kind of, we like just took off. And when we felt like God told us to stop, we'd stop. And it was literally like that for 5 years.
Very cool.
We would feel like, hey, we're supposed to be here. And we'd pull in. We didn't know if we'd be there for 2 hours or 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we had times like that where we were literally like, the truck would break down on the road in like right here and couldn't move.
And I guess we're supposed to be here, right?
I guess we're supposed to be here. And we would find people in the weirdest ways. And they were like, oh, I needed to hear this. It was so amazing. And then we'd fix the truck and be back on our way. So it's like, we were always right where we needed to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know, like, I could go on with stories, but ended up back in Thailand 9 months later,
mm-hmm.
and we just told people, hey, we're supposed to go at the end of this month, and we had some people invite us over and bought our tickets one way, because we didn't have money for tickets, we didn't have sending church, we didn't raise any money.
Yeah.
So we just had some friends invite us over and buy our one-way tickets, and we didn't know where we were going to live when we got there. So we just moved.
You had each other, right? That's what counted.
That's right. We were like, well, we're supposed to go help that guy. So, I mean, he bought our tickets. If he's going to get us there, I'm sure he'll take care of us when we get there.
Nice.
So we just took off and moved to Thailand. And when we got there, we checked into the hotel. It was like $12 American a night.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Thailand. So we checked into a hotel right next to where the church was, about a quarter mile away. And the pastor has a Buddhist friend, Mejai, mm-hmm. and she invited us to her house at her bamboo farm for dinner. And we went to dinner with her the second day we were there. And she, when we get done eating, she goes, come, I'll show you. And she took us down walking through her bamboo farm. It was beautiful, like 60-foot tall bamboo everywhere.
Wow.
And yeah, and she had pathways going through it, right? So it was just this real pretty bamboo farm. And she had what was comparable to about 8 acres, 8 to 10 acres.
A lot of bamboo.
And so she walked us back to this bamboo hut. And she goes, "Here, I build for you to stay for free."
Oh, wow, how cool is that? I love
it. Like, what? A Buddhist lady is going to build us a house to stay in while we're here doing Christian ministry.
I love it. It's all good. One God, right?
That's right. One God. So it's like we were never out to like go and change people's minds and make them believe our way of doing anything. It's just the way we did things. But man, it was so cool. It was awesome.
Right.
But we kind of found our passion for like travel and seeing the world and helping people right where they're at. Not like going to convince people of anything, but helping people, right? That was like our purpose.
That's true ministry. Right. You don't have like a mission like to
hit the Bible-thumping people.
Yeah. Yeah, you just show them your way that is a good way and
right.
Follow. Yeah.
So it was cool. She the Buddhist lady, she told more people about our God than we did because we couldn't talk. We couldn't get into deep conversation like that, but she saw our God doing things and she would always be like, "Aaron and Andrea's God, do this. Very good." And we're like, "Why is she still Buddhist?"
She's evangelizing people for you. I love it.
Right. And it's like, she's just telling everybody. We're like, "This is awesome." You know, it's funny though. She's still Buddhist. This has been 7 years. She's still Buddhist. So it was like, okay. So that's the very short. There's a whole lot of mission stories that we could tell for weeks, but that's the mission's short version.
Beautiful. So and now you're back and we're in North Carolina now. Did I see that?
Yes. Charlotte.
Okay, cool. So now, so what's your focus now? I was just watched your Facebook Live. I think you did it yesterday.
Right. Mm-hmm. So a year and a half ago, which was 3 months before we left for China, I started a real estate investment business, basically just investing in real estate. Mm-hmm. And I knew from day one when I started it that I was that we were moving to China in 3 months.
Okay.
So I right off the bat tried to figure it out to where I could set it up with people on the ground so that I could go to China and still run my business from there, flipping and wholesaling houses.
Very cool.
So I started real estate investment with the full intention of taking off and leaving the country 3 months later, which usually keeps people from doing something like that.
Yeah.
But I was like determined that, I mean, real estate has made 90% of the richest people in the world. Right. Like they have some form of real estate in their portfolio. So like it's a proven method to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so it was a good method, right? So I got into that and I was just right off the bat was, if I can't do it from anywhere in the world though, I can't do it.
Right.
And that's kind of where, when we went into full-time missions, I started weighing everything. Like you'll hear it on my podcast and stuff when my podcast is actually like going more frequently. Uh-huh. But in my intro, I say it and I mean it. This is the way I actually live my life is every single decision I make is weighed against, will it free me or will it tie me down?
Right. Good.
Because I want to be able to go help somebody and I want to be able to do it for as long as I stink and want to, not until my boss says I'm done and I need to get to work.
Right.
So everything has to allow me freedom anytime I want for as long as I want and still have the finances to do so, or it does not fit in my life.
Yeah. So when you created the real estate business and went to China, that all worked out? You just like would talk to people on the phone and handle it from afar, or how'd that
work? I had to figure it out. Yeah. So phone, email, and there were certain apps, and China actually made it really hard too, because China, a lot of people don't know, but Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything, Google, and a bunch of other sites are all forbidden. They're illegal in China.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow. So cannot go live on Facebook without a virtual private network or a VPN on your computer, which makes your computer look like it's in a different country. So then when China starts to target your computer and shut down your internet, it will block you and move you somewhere else, which makes it really hard to keep a continuous video going.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I kind of had a hardest place on earth to figure it out, but I was still able to do it. Yeah. With emails and a Google Voice phone number.
Okay.
VPN rerouting my computer to different places. And then I would use apps. So like the people that I had on the ground that I already knew, I would just have them download a phone app on their phone called WeChat, which is like China's version of Facebook.
Okay.
But literally you can text, phone call, and video call like this, just like we were side by side, but I could be in China and you could be here.
Okay. So that worked.
Yeah. So I was doing everything through email, Facebook messages, text, mm-hmm. video calls.
So were you like buying and selling properties from China, or was it mostly just managing what you already had bought?
Nope. It was buying and selling. So from China, so I started the business 3 months before I left, and then I was in China for a year. So in that year and 3 months, I did, I think, 11 deals where I wholesaled, assigned, or flipped 11 houses.
That's incredible. I'm sure a lot of people are going to want
to. That's my course.
Yeah, I can see that.
My programs and my systems that I did while I was in China, and I put it into ClickFunnels and created a membership site with a course.
Very cool. And so, is that already up and running? Is that running or growing?
Okay. On my podcast like 3 or 4 days ago, mm-hmm. I was challenging people to set deadlines, and then I just blurted out March 20th on my own.
right. So, I saw that.
So I'm launching on March 20th, whether it's ready or not. It's not ready yet.
Yeah, it's work. Yeah. So I saw you're doing the perfect webinar. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what I'm working on now. Mm-hmm. Not the 5-minute perfect webinar. I'm actually putting together like one that'll take up about 45 minutes to an hour.
Right.
Basically, I'm putting everything together to where it's like, it's going to go off of my concepts. If it won't free me, then it doesn't belong there. So my concept is it's a real estate investment course, but it's a traveler edition. It's designed to teach you how to do it from anywhere in the world.
Very cool. Very cool.
So if you can't do it from anywhere in the world with a cell phone, then it doesn't belong.
You will be definitely walking across that stage next year at Funnel Hacking Live to get your award.
That's the goal.
I can hear it already, for sure. Very cool. So March 20th is your deadline for the course, the webinar.
Yep. We'll have the webinar and stuff like live. And I'm going to do the webinar live. I'm going to do that whole concept the way Russell and them teach it. You know, I'm going to drive traffic Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and actually do it live on Thursday.
Right.
And follow up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and do it again.
Yeah, that's what I've done. I've created a little bit. I'll give you a little bit about what I do. I have a widows group. I coach widows and to have a life of, you know, create a new life, a thriving life. And so I did that with the webinar and ran my ads for about a week, and then we'd do the webinar Tuesday or Thursday, and then again, you know, keep going. So I've done it about 8 weeks now. And now I'm just on a hold, and I want to, you know, see what the next format is.
Right.
It's cool. You know, I got a lot of people into my Facebook group and, you know, engaging.
So. Yeah. Have you noticed, have your friend requests and stuff went crazy since you started? Holy crap.
Only 5,000 of my closest friends, you know.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Yeah. I look at the pages. And I'm like, well, should I accept it? Should I not?
I woke up this morning and I took a screenshot because I was just like, it's been getting like, I would say worse. So a lot of people say worse, but it's been getting
a lot, yeah.
Busier, we'll say. But this is a screenshot from this morning of my requests. 744.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I only sleep 6 hours. So like that was 6 hours overnight. I got 744.
Over 100 an hour.
And I've had 130 since 6 o'clock this morning till now.
It was I'm finding is that I don't think Facebook is able to keep up with the notifications, because I'll look and I'll have, it'll say different people's names commented, and they'll list a group that I know they're not all in the same group.
Right.
And I'm not getting all my notifications, which is kind of interesting. So I have to like go and check in my groups, you know?
Right. Yeah. I think when they get that many notifications, nobody keeps up with it all.
Yeah. 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 It's just blowing up. So it's like, even now, like I'm thinking, okay, well, how close are the quote unquote friends in my personal page, my business page? It's just like, it's like all one and the same now. Just people, lots of people.
Right. I've tried to have everything. I mean, since I went into full-time missions, when I left the police department, now on the police department, I was very private about everything. Like I just kind of was at the point where like, I just didn't want to see the world until I had to be a part of it.
Right.
Like I had a house on 10 acres of land. And when I got off work, we worked 4 days and had 3 days off. When I got off work, I would take my 3 days and I would go out to my house on the land and I would have people to my house.
Right.
But I just didn't care to go like interact, you know, it's like, the party was at my house and that was it.
Yeah. Was that like Great Gatsby who like have throw parties but not show up?
Right, like that. So, but then when I went into full missions, it was like, everything's just open book. You can ask me about anything. I'm not shy or reserved or what's the word? Like where you don't feel good about the past, like ashamed. I'm not like ashamed of anything. Like I've been divorced. I wanted somebody to kill me on the police department, and then I was full-time missions. That's right. That's the story.
Here I am now.
Ask about anything you want. It's who I am today.
That's so cool.
My Facebook page and my personal and my business page, there's never been a line.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding. It's just like exploding, and that's all it is. Yeah.
My wife's like, holy moly, are you going to accept them? I'm like, well, they all see me anyway. It's the internet.
Right. So cool. So how can people reach you if they want to, you know, assuming they're listening to this podcast now, how can they reach you if they want to reach out and say, oh, I want a piece of that course. I want that course. I want that webinar.
I'm going to try and make everything as easy as possible. And it's just Aaron M. Jennings on Facebook. Uh-huh. And then I'll have a website, which is being redone hopefully this Monday. So in a couple of days, we'll be launching the new website, but it's AaronMJennings.com.
Okay, great. And I'll put that when I post this on, because I'll post this in my Facebook too. I'll, you know, make sure it's all linked up.
And then I think Instagram, Twitter, like all of them are just Aaron M. Jennings. The podcast will actually be Missions to Millions.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure, like I'm on the free version of Anchor FM just to like get started and like start doing it.
Me too.
I don't know if it's like anchor.fm/missions-to-millions. Because it's not showing up in anything right now.
Okay. They do, when you do publish it, it shows up in a bunch of places. Like I know mine, I've done about 30. I'm up to, I think this will be number 37, I think, episode 37 or 38. And it shows up on iTunes and I think like 9 places, you know. So it might just be that after a few, they'll just start pumping it out for you.
Right. I put six or seven episodes where like I just pull the audio out of my Facebook and I put it in there with my intro and stuff. But I posted them all like within a day or two and it's only been a couple of days. So they're just not showing up all over the place yet. So I'm not sure like what the actual link is to find it, but it's Aaron Jennings, Missions to Millions on pretty much everything.
All right, cool. Yeah. I'm going to look for it after we get off. I'll go on my iTunes and see if I can pull it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Very cool. Well, awesome. This is so exciting. And my podcast is Live Well Long, which this is certainly, this is right in line with my whole idea. It's like living well, long, doing what you want and having it all work out.
There you go. Well, I was going to ask you, because I've been rambling this whole time.
Uh-huh.
But of course, I need to ask you too. You know, like tell me a little more about it, because I checked out your website links through your Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
Kind of saw that too, like coaching and kind of that live well type of theme. So tell me more about yours too.
Okay. Well, my whole thing as long, far back as I can go is like my mother used to refer to me as a health nut. You know, it was always like, you know, okay, what's better for my body? What's better for this? But, you know, so I'm always like tweaking, you know, I can taking supplements and breathing and walking. And, you know, now I've got my 5-finger Vibrams on because I heard about primal walking in the morning, like, you know, walking around with your feet.
I got some of those. They are awesome. They make you feel a lot better.
So anything, you know, so I started doing last year, I started doing Live Well Long business page, business, you know, group and started doing podcasts. And then I also wanted to focus on like solving a specific problem for people, because one of the things with longevity is, because I was doing like lots of longevity tips. And then, but, you know, obviously longevity is not, I mean, we're not going to live eternal on the earth. You know what I mean? So there's like, I'm not really fixing that for people, just helping them live a better life.
Right.
So anyway, so I'm a widow and I thought, well, let me coach somebody. Asked, well, what are you passionate about? What are you expert at? I'm like, well, I overcame, you know, raising kids as a widow, and I thought I can help others. So now I have a Facebook group, Widows Thrive, and I'm coaching through that. And that's exciting. So it's kind of a little bit of both, you know, longevity, living well, overcoming the challenges, particularly like if you're a widow, whatever, but you know, it's all about mindset. It's all mindset.
Oh,
whether, no matter what we're dealing with, it's mindset, making it happen, put it on the calendar, like you said, put a date on it and make it happen.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
So it's funny, before I left Mississippi, I had two rentals, and I had one of the guys, he was 69 years old. He'd been in the house for like 13 years when I bought it. So I just left him in there, you know, and he would come over and talk to me, and I would just, you know, talk to him. And he's like, Aaron, I never talk to people. You are just so easy to talk to.
Yes, you are.
Every time I get talking to you, I just talk and talk and talk. And I didn't talk as much with him. I just listened to him, you know?
Yeah.
And I would, and stuff. And he's like, you know what you need to do? You need to be a life coach. And it's funny because I just kind of chuckled. I didn't even know what he meant, you know, or anything. And 6 months, 8 months later in China, I become a life coach.
Okay.
So cool. I'm a real estate investment and life coach. And man, that's all it is. It's all mindset. You can anything you want to do as long as you think you can.
Yeah.
And get clear on it is like the main thing. You gotta define it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's all mindset.
Yep. And forgiveness, like, you know, something doesn't go right, let it go, forgive them, move forward.
Right. You know. Okay, so you were at Funnel Hacking Live, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
When the guy stood up and was talking about cleansing himself of the cancer and things like that, right?
Yes, right.
And he said, like, he had everybody forgive, that kind of a thing. So I don't want to brag, but I do want to say this, because like, I was super proud, because when he was saying like, we need to, you know, think of somebody and like release it.
Right.
I sat there and I had nobody.
Yes. Right.
I had absolutely nothing held back from anybody. And I tried, I was like, there's gotta be somebody.
Right.
The more I sat there, the more I was just like, you know, felt better, because I was like, that's the way I try to live my life, is I let people know that I actually do love them, and that I do try to help people, right? And that's what I live for. And so, like, if we have problems with somebody, I just let it go.
Yeah.
Because it drags me down, and I don't want to be drugged down. Like, that's what the police department was for me. I allowed everybody else to dictate the way I felt. And I was like, when I left, I'm like, no more. Complete open book. Nobody's going to affect my style, you know, and it's just the way it is.
So, right. And you're creating your life. You're creating your life your way, which is the dream. That's the dream.
Yeah. And so it made me feel pretty good to be like, I'm solid. I don't have any problems with anybody.
Right. Yeah. I was like really working hard. Like, all right, well, I guess I could pick up, you know, think of a name, but it was
right.
Work.
That guy in the hall looked funny. So I should let that go.
Yeah, right. Right. Give me a funny look. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Well, this has been awesome.
Yeah. So where are you located?
I am in Florida. I'm in Palm Beach County, Boca Raton, Florida.
Okay. We have family in the Palm City area and Ormond Beach area.
Okay. No, Ormond Beach is, I guess that's near Jacksonville or Daytona.
It's like straight east from Orlando, from what I understand.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, I think further
it's
south.
Like, I'm like St. Augustine area.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like about an hour north of Miami.
Okay. So. I got you. So when I went to Funnel Hacking Live, my wife took the girls and went to Florida.
Oh, okay.
So while it rained on us there for 5 days,
right,
she was sending me pictures from the beach.
Ah, nice. But you know, it's funny. I tell people, it's like, you know, it was perfect. The last day, Sunday, you know, after it ended, I got to walk around Nashville, because living in Florida, it's very flat. There's no like nature other than the ocean and the beautiful cloudscapes. That's as pretty as it gets, you know? So I was loving the fact that we finally had a good day on Sunday, and I went to a park right down the end of, I took an Airbnb because by the time I registered, there was no hotel rooms. So I went, took an Airbnb, and right at the end of the street, I mean, this is perfect. This is all God stuff as far as I'm concerned, because I had been hungering to walk in nature in a park with real deciduous trees, you know?
Right.
And I was able to do that on Sunday. And I was like, well, you know, having it rain the whole time we were there wasn't so bad because
we were inside the whole time.
We were inside the whole time, you know? So yeah, then, and it was perfect that the sun came out the last day. So I got a nice walk.
My wife loves Florida, and we got scuba dive certified off of a really small island called Koh Nong Yuan in the Gulf of Thailand like 6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And there's naturally tons of scuba in Florida. And my wife wants, she like loves Florida and wanted to move to Florida. Well, yeah. I'm a mountain biker and a hiker and a backpacker and a camper, and everything's flat and moshy. And I don't want to hang a hammock where there's alligators.
You got it. Yeah. Yeah. To me, the ideal life is like some of the time here and some of the time like in the hills and, you know.
Right. And that's what we talked about. We were like, well, at this point, like our whole life's built around freedom anyway. Uh-huh. I was like, so let's just kind of settle. Like Charlotte has the hour we're in the mountains and 3 hours we're at the beach. Uh-huh. So we're solid. And it was, the internet was saying it was one of the top culinary cities. Well, we like restaurants and local foods. So there's lots of quirky stuff going on.
Uh-huh. Cool.
And then, you know, we're a short drive into Florida from here. So
yeah,
sure. That's why we ended up here. But we thought the same thing. It's like, let's live somewhere for like 3-4 months and then we'll go back to Thailand for 3 months and then we'll just go out to Oregon or Hawaii for 3 months. And
Is that what you're thinking?
Like that.
Are you planning to do that? Or
we ended up in an apartment so that we could like take off whenever for however long and other people would take care of everything.
Right.
So I'm a real estate investor renting an apartment.
Well, you know, they say sometimes renting is the best way to go anyways, even if you've got plenty of money to own, you know.
So for me, the time is huge because Charlotte's big, right? So if I got to drive to the gym and back every morning, that's time wasted. If I got to take my girls to the pool, that's time wasted. So literally, I walk across the street, I'm at the gym, or I'm at the pool, or I'm at the clubhouse where I can have meetings with people. And then I can leave for 3 months and somebody else takes care of it.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Absolutely. So very cool.
It works pretty good. We like it.
Very cool. Do you have another location that's on your horizon now where you want to check out or hang out for a few months?
A bunch of them.
Yeah, I bet.
but places we've been that we really enjoyed. We went while we were in China. Uh-huh. I had business out in Hawaii. So we went to Hawaii for 8 days from China.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And then we've been to Thailand. You know, we ended up living in Thailand for 7 months that time that we went with the one-way tickets.
Yeah.
And so we were there doing missions for 7 months, and we were there for 2 weeks, you know, the year before. We've been to Thailand now 4 or 5 times. And so while we were in China, we went back to Thailand for 10 days. Mm-hmm. Koh Samui Island. It's off the east side. Mm-hmm. We absolutely love Koh Samui. It's cheaper. The water's crystal clear. Oh, one American dollar is worth 34 Thai baht.
Wow.
So if you could make $50,000 a year in US dollars, but spend it in Thailand, you're like a millionaire.
Very cool.
You can live on the beach with a drink in your hand for $50,000 a year US.
I love it.
So we like Thailand. We'll probably end up back in Hawaii at some point. It was beautiful out there, but not cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I did a bike packing trip where we were raising money for suicide prevention for veterans.
Okay, yeah.
So we went out to Oregon, in Bend, Oregon, and took a bike trip. Mm-hmm. And biked around and, like, you know, told people about raising awareness, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Oregon is absolutely beautiful.
And just with the kids? You said you have kids, right?
My girls stayed at home with my wife on that one because I went with another guy because we were we were headed out into the woods for like a week and a half. So I take my girls a lot of places. My youngest, she's 2 now, but she turned 8 months old in Burma, which is north of Thailand. We took 720 pairs of flip-flops to North Thailand and up into the hill tribes of Burma. So really? Our girls have actually been a lot of places that most kids will probably never go.
Yeah. Very cool. Wow. You're very impressive. It's exciting, inspiring, all those things. So
we want to inspire people. Like, don't stop just because you have kids or because you don't have money or time. Figure it out. There's always a way to get it done.
Yeah.
If you want to figure it out, just ask me because I'm an open book.
Right. So here's a question for you. If you wanted to inspire somebody just starting out, how much would you tell them to put aside to start investing in real estate? Like, what's the minimum they could do to like start flipping things and, you know, bringing home some money?
So I wouldn't tell you to put anything aside, and I wouldn't tell you to get a real estate license. I would break all that mindset first, because you can do it with no money.
Uh-huh. Very cool.
So that's what my step-by-step guide was that I wrote that I give away.
Uh-huh.
Step-by-step guide to investing in real estate with no money.
Very cool. And they can find that.
I can't because I don't have any money. It'll be on my website and it'll be free.
Right.
I just give it away. But there's everything in there that walks you how to do what's called an assignment deal. So you get a house under contract. You say, I'll buy it for $100.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't own the house because you haven't bought it. But you take your contract, gives you the right to buy it. So you take your contract and you sell your contract to someone else for $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they show up and buy the house and you made $10,000 just to sign the paper over.
Very cool. All right. So AaronMJennings.com. That's the website, right?
I would say jump on. If you just want to try and start making some money fast in real estate, jump on YouTube and just look up assignment of real estate investment assignment deals.
Okay.
And learn how to do that. It's a simple process,
uh-huh.
but it takes work. This isn't get rich quick. Nothing is.
Right.
You have to put in some time.
Right.
But there's nothing else that you can do, like, you know, on the side and make $5,000-$10,000 at a time with never spending any money.
Yeah. And so you have an attorney draw up the assignment, obviously, or
I'll give you the contracts too.
Very cool.
I'll literally give you everything where you can just go out and do a deal and never buy a thing from me.
Awesome. Well, you're awesome. And I think the listeners are going to be loving this because they'll be like, yes, there's hope.
That's right. There's hope. All you have to do is believe there is. But that was my idea. I was so tired of people making excuses that they couldn't do something that I made it like everything out of it. Like, here is exactly how you'll do it with no money whatsoever. Now you have to actually do it. Now, if you don't, it's all you.
It's all you. All your own negative thinking.
It's all you.
Very, very cool. Wow. Well, this has been awesome. And I will send you the recording, the audio and the video as soon as Zoom sends it back to me.
Awesome.
And for the listeners and the watchers, whoever's seeing this or hearing this, it's AaronMJennings.com. Right?
And recap yours.
And mine is, you can find me at Live Well Long in the podcast. Or my Facebook page, Alexandra Van Horn, which is my business page.
Nice.
So, very
Aaron
cool.
Jennings, Missions to Millions.
Right.
Missions. Hopefully you'll be able to search either one of those here coming up and you'll find it.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much. And I will chat with you soon.
Yeah. It was good meeting you and everything. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And feel free if you have a podcast that you want me to share on. Happy to help out.
Yep, will do. Once I get everything up and doing, that's what I'm doing. I'm making a list.
Right.
I'm going to call everybody back. I'm going to be like, my turn.
Awesome. All right. You have an awesome day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. This is Alexandra Van Horn with Live Well Long. Be sure to hit subscribe if you enjoyed this. You can always reach out to me at alex@avhcoaching.com. And remember to take good care of yourself so that you can live well long. Until next time, have an awesome day.